We are talking about The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results by Gary Keller. There's an old Russian proverb, if you chase two rabbits, you will not catch either one. We can all relate to the stress, pressure, and exhaustion of chasing more than one thing at a time. We are continuously juggling between work, family, and personal responsibilities. There is and always will be something competing for your time. But the real question is, are you focusing your time and energy on the right things? The One Thing is all about choosing which rabbit is going to have the biggest positive impact on your life and then choosing to catch that rabbit instead of chasing them both. Too often we pretend that everything matters equally, therefore we try and do it all or catch both rabbits. This leads to decreased productivity and decreases the quality of whatever it is you're doing. So for example, if your job is in the sales industry, your one thing is prospecting. That's what's most important, and it can encompass several different activities such as calls, networking, presentations, but your one thing is still prospecting. If you're a parent, you have endless responsibilities, but many parent-child relationships suffer because parents are so busy doing for their kids, they aren't being with them. The one thing in parenting is having a deep connection with your child, which requires you spend time being with them. Both doctors and mechanics have many important facets and skill sets required to do their job, but ultimately, diagnosis has to be their one thing. You can't fix a problem if you don't know what it is. Everything doesn't matter equally, and it's our job to identify the single most important thing in all areas of our life. Gary gives us this question to help us do so. What is the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will become easier or unnecessary? Once you know what your one thing is in all areas of your life, you can ensure your time and your priorities align. But be prepared for the fact that prioritizing may mean your life will get out of balance. Gary says, when you act on your priority, you'll automatically go out of balance, giving more time to one thing over another, which is again why it's crucial to identify your one thing in all areas of your life. That way, even though you're putting a lot of time and energy into your one thing for work, you also know what your one thing is in your family life, so what's most important still gets your attention and you won't allow either to fall apart. Gary wrote, activity is often unrelated to productivity, and busyness rarely takes care of business. See, we live in the age of distraction. Phones ringing, emails chiming, and Facebook's gravitational pull is literally sucking the productivity right out of us. So to increase our productivity, we have to stop being busy and start being deliberate. Here are 5 tips to help you do just that. Number 1 is set both short and long-term goals and make sure you write them down. Gary says you are 39.5% more likely to succeed at a goal if it's written down. He wants you to think big but have a small focus. So what's your 10-year goal, your 5-year goal, yearly, monthly, daily goal, and make sure that your daily activities support your 10-year goal. Now, tip 2 is accountability. This is huge. As I just mentioned, having a written goal increases success by 39.5%. But individuals with written goals and weekly accountability increase their success rate to 76.7%. So make a habit of every Monday emailing your weekly goals to someone who will hold you accountable, or utilize valuable small groups to hold yourself accountable. Written goals with accountability increases your success rate. Tip 3 is stop making a to-do list and start making success lists. To-do lists contain everything you need to do and they busy you, but a success list only contains your top priorities and it narrows your focus. If it's longer than 3 items, it's a to-do list, not a success list. It is important to accomplish your success list first because we know that willpower can be depleted just like a cell phone battery. So check out my review of The Willpower Instinct to learn more about strengthening your willpower so you can increase your productivity and results. Tip 4 is to stop multitasking and start time blocking. Researchers estimate we lose 28% of an average workday to multitasking ineffectiveness. So for things that quality doesn't matter, like folding laundry and watching TV, multitasking isn't a problem. But when quality does matter, multitasking is a very bad idea. Gary wrote, every time we try to do two or more things at once, we're simply dividing up our focus and dumbing down all the outcomes in the process. So the solution is to implement time blocking. Time blocking means you set aside a specific amount of time and do nothing else but your one task. So absolutely no interruptions, no phone calls, no emails, no text messages, just pure focus on the one task until either it's complete or your time block is up. And tip 5 is learn to say no. This will help you with the implementation of time blocking, but also just to reach any level of success you desire, you have to be able to say no to the things that aren't going to suit your ultimate goal. Time is your most valuable asset. You cannot get it back. So if you say yes to something, that means you're saying no to everything else. Make sure you aren't saying no to your priorities. Now that is it for the one thing. There is so much more to this book. I highly recommend you read it for yourself. Also, don't forget to identify your one thing in all areas of your life. That's exactly what's on the actualization worksheet, so do the worksheet. And check out Gary's website, theonething.com. He has a ton of free resources for you. Let's end with a quote. Extraordinary results are directly determined by how narrow you can make your focus. Gary Keller. Thank you for joining me, and you make it a great day.